As early as the Revolutionary War, American service members have relied on sending and receiving letters from home. That tradition still exists today and will remain as the drawdown continues here in Afghanistan. There are several ways the post office will continue servicing thousands of coalition forces across an area the size of Texas as the Resolute Support mission approaches. One way is a traditional means of conducting daily postal operations to include receiving, processing, and dispatching incoming and outgoing mail for coalition forces. Another is the use of postal rodeos and click and ship. Postal rodeo is an expeditionary retrograde mail mission. Personnel travel to outlying fobs throughout Afghanistan and sell postage as well as pick up mail from those fobs so it can be brought back to an APO like Bagram Airfield and shipped back to the States. First Lieutenant Elizabeth Kraft, Postal Operations OIC for the 10th Sustainment Brigade, tells us more about the services that are provided.
In our more austere locations, when our rodeo teams go out, they come equipped with postage meters so that they can use their cash or Eagle Cash to pay for postage.
Soldiers and family members can also have packages picked up from their home or duty location by going online to USPS.com and use Click and Ship, which allows them to fill out and print shipping labels from their location.
Soldiers can come in and set up an account with USPS.com and make their own Click and Ship labels at the post office.
Programs like these are necessary for maintaining the wellness of coalition forces serving here in Afghanistan. First Lieutenant Kraft explains why getting mail is so important.
This is the number one morale booster. If you think about it, soldiers want to get their mail. Getting little pieces of home is the brightest part of any soldier's day.
Reporting from Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan, I'm Sergeant Rodney Roldan.